says in Proverbs 11:30, you may remember, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. And thinking about this verse, several years ago, I delivered a lesson to a group of young men and women back there in my hometown. And I was really trying to motivate them to do evangelism. I was trying to draw from this verse some principles that can motivate those young men so they can evangelize. You know, bring your friends and have Bible studies and the church may grow. And after I delivered the lesson, one of the persons that was there attending and of course taking notes and paying attention to the lesson came and told me, Raphael, I am motivated to do evangelism. I agree with the principles we went through from the scriptures. I want to do evangelism. There's no problem that I would like for you to help me with. And I said, what's that? I want to hear it. She said, I don't know how. I don't have the tools. I don't have the strategy that I can accomplish what I'm motivated to do. So when we talk about evangelism, and that's the topic I want to address in this 15 minutes that I have, evangelism can be divided in a twofold way. One is the motivation to do evangelism, and second, it is to have the strategy, the tools, the method to do the evangelism. And that's important because you can have the motivation without the strategy, or you can have a strategy without the motivation, and it's not going to work. You need to have both. Okay? So I assume you here are motivated, and if not, we want to also motivate you to do evangelism. We want to also talk briefly about some strategy that you can use in doing evangelism. That's why this topic is strategic evangelism. Must be strategic. Now, evangelism, we know, is teaching someone the good news of the gospel so that they can be saved. That's what evangelism is. Remember, Matthew 28:19-20, Jesus said, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Now, when we talk about a strategy, it's just that. It's a careful plan or method. So, brothers and sisters, strategic evangelism, rather brothers or sisters, but strategic evangelism is having a careful plan, okay, or method to teach the good news to the lost. That's what strategic evangelism is all about. And this man, an expert on war, Sun Tzu, he once said, victorious warriors win first and then go to war, while defeated warriors go to war first and then seek how to win. But that makes sense. We need to have a strategy when we're doing evangelism. We need to be prepared, not only motivated, but we need to have an adequate strategy. Some strategy that can be more successful than not having a strategy. So it's important for us to think about it. Now, let me just give you about a few items concerning this topic, and I don't know the time is running fast. Some facts about evangelism. Do you know that redemption was very careful plan by deity? In the book of Acts 2:23, we read that Jesus was delivered by the determined purpose and counsel of deity themselves, okay? There's a plan, there's a strategy, okay, that no one knew about until it was revealed when Jesus came. So, now we talk about evangelism, a strategy now can be divided in two areas, okay? The strategy we can have. One side of the area is how to set up a Bible study with someone. And the other half of the area of the strategy is, once we have set up a Bible study now, what are we going to teach them? Okay, that's on the strategy side. It can also be divided into two areas. Okay, and we can see examples in the book of Acts of Bible studies being set up by, you know, remember that angel that went to Philip and told him what to do, where to go? That was a strategy to set up a Bible study, and then it was up to Philip to do the study, conduct the study after he came across the chariot where this Ethiopian nobleman was traveling. So we also see that pattern in the book of Acts. In many different ways it was done in that book of Acts. Now, it's the same thing today. We need to have a strategy to set up a Bible study and then a strategy to follow up once we have a Bible study with somebody. So it's important to have that strategy. Now, something else I can tell you about a strategy, okay? Strategies are a matter of judgment. That's important for us to say, okay? Because there's different minds. There's a lot of young men here, and I hope that you will grow and, you know, say, I'm going to develop a strategy for evangelism. I've researched, I've studied, I know something that can be very effective. Go ahead and do it. Develop that strategy and then teach it to somebody else so they can promote it somewhere else. But strategies are a matter of evangelism. Let's not quarrel or let's not have differences because of evangelism strategies. Okay, let's just be united and accept different ideas people have. Okay? Now, with that said, we can also say that some strategies can be more effective than others, okay? So we need to try to be as effective, as successful as we can, and try to stick to a strategy that we know is successful. Now, strategies are the same with, they're parallel like with church discipline. People say, well, church discipline doesn't work. How do you know? If you have never... You have never tried it, okay? So an effective evangelism strategy is one that you practice, that you do, okay? That you perform. Otherwise, it won't be effective if you don't do it, okay? It's important for us to practice it. But also, one more point I want to say, and I'm mindful here at the time, the strategies are going to require work. Let's say there's a strategy someone else developed. Now, you want to perform it. You're going to have to spend time in it. You have to spend time thinking about it, practicing it, okay? It's going to take time. It's going to require some work. That's important for you to keep in mind, okay? Something else. Why do we need an evangelism strategy? Why? That's the question. Well, there's several reasons. But one of them is to be more effective in evangelism, okay? To be more successful. And I'm calling successful here, giving the opportunity to another person to decide whether they want to obey the gospel or not. Okay, success is not always going to be that they say yes. Success is going to be when you're given the opportunity to make a conscious and informed decision based on the scriptures, and then they'll decide for their own. Okay? Sometimes they're going to say yes, sometimes they're going to say no, but we give them the opportunity. That's what we can do. All right? So that's one of the reasons why we need a strategy. Another reason why, okay, I'm going to call it competition, okay? Competition. You know, you go out there, there's so many religious out there teaching, and they have a strategy as well, trying to win the customers, okay? We can call it like that, which are the souls of men, trying to win them. There's a lot of people out there, so we need also to have a good strategy so that we can overcome, you know, those false teachers. You know, we remember when Philip was preaching in Samaria, it was this Simon the sorcerer, and people believed what he thought was the work of God. Okay, so Philip came and taught him otherwise, okay? And we can keep going and going. You know, that synagogue of the freedmen that were combating against Stephen, you know, and they couldn't oppose him, they couldn't convince him, all right? So it's important to have because of the competition that's out there. Now, moving along because of the time, what is needed in order to have a good evangelism strategy or to be part, okay, and this is the heart of the lesson. What do you need, young men, to be part of an evangelism strategy? Well, the first thing you need is to be a Christian, okay, because God is not going to partner with non-Christians in the effort of winning those souls. You need to be a Christian in order to do strategic evangelism. Now, another thing is to follow the example of Christ. He is a master evangelist. He owns the kingdom of heaven. He's seated at the right hand of God. And then, so, we follow his example. We follow what he did. Remember that time with Zacchaeus when he went into his house, and then we have that wonderful text of scripture, Luke 19:10, that the Son of Man came to seek and save that which was lost. Okay, so we follow his example. We're going to be in safe ground, okay? Now, something else we need also, of course, remember at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, people were astonished at the doctrine of Christ. So if we're going to be effective in evangelism, we need the doctrine of Christ. Okay, we need his teachings. We need his doctrine if we want to be effective, because that's what matters at the end of the day. Now, Also, something else that you need, okay, to be part of that evangelism strategy is a genuine care for the souls of men. You need to have a genuine care. You need to care for other people. You need to have that same view that Jesus had for the lost people. When he saw the multitudes, he felt compassion over them because he saw them as sheep without a shepherd. Okay, so we need to have that same compassion for other people. Okay, so that's important. Now, we also need to have the conversion of the persons as our goal. We cannot just be around the bush, beat around the bush. We need to focus, okay? There's some where we can get around, and then, but we need to get to the point at some point, okay, and address their salvation state. That's important. Something else that we need, and of course, is we can make this list longer. I'm about to run out of time, but you need an effective method. Okay, I'm going to just mention a few methods before I finish this presentation. Okay, also keep in mind, young men, okay, not everybody's going to obey, like I mentioned. Not everybody's going to obey. Let's keep that in mind and don't be discouraged because when that happens. Now, what are some biblical examples of evangelism strategies? And I'm going to fly through this, okay? They were going from synagogue to synagogue. We see a strategy that even Jesus used himself, and then we see Paul using it. There was prayer from the churches, was praying. That was a strategy also for those who were working. There was a lot of teamwork, okay, and that's important. Teamwork in evangelism, we need to work together, all right? But let me mention something very important before I finish, okay? I have several proverbs here. Let me read you a couple of them, okay? If you want to take note, for instance, Proverbs 15:28. Notice, the heart of the righteous studies how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours forth evil. Proverbs 15:28. Look at this one. Proverbs 70:27. Okay? He who has knowledge spares his words. Okay? You probably see where I'm going. Proverbs 18:13. He who answers a matter before he hears it, it's a folly and a shame to him. And also in James, we see every man should be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. And I want to propose to you this moment. Listening is a very important tool in evangelism. Okay? We need to show people that we care about what they believe, even though they may be mistaken. But we need to show that we care, listen to them. We don't need to necessarily knock the door and then get into an argument, get into a fight at the door, and maybe at the end of the day, there's a closed door. We cannot go back there anymore because we spoke too swiftly and maybe hurt their feelings. And it's okay to tell the truth. It's okay that we see in Ecclesiastes 3:7, there's time to hear and there's time to speak. Okay, so let's use listening to our advantage as a tool, as a strategy, to show people that we care, and then they're going to listen to us once we sit down, open the Bible, and say, okay, let's study the Bible together, okay? And it's biblical. There's an example in John chapter 4 with this woman of Samaria. Jesus paid attention to this woman. He listened to her. He wasn't the only one speaking. She also spoke and asking questions, and we know the turnout of that time. Okay, now, another tool that we can use, and it's also in the Bible, is using open-ended questions. I've seen Michael Light use it. I've seen Brother Jason use it this morning, asking questions to make people think. When you ask a question, you engage the mind of the person. And I see someone here teaching, and they ask a question. I'm either going to stare because I don't know the answer, but I'm waiting for the answer. He got my attention. Okay? Or I'm either going to be thinking of the option, see which answer it is. Either way, I'm engaged. See, I'm participating. I'm part of the Bible story. So asking questions is important. Remember, beginning from the first evangelist in Genesis 3, God said to Adam, "Where are you?" It's a question to make him reflect, to make him think. Okay? Who told you that you were naked? And then he talked to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" See, questions to make them reflect, to make them think, keeping them engaged. Okay, and then Jesus asked in Mark 3:33, who are my brothers? Who is my mother? You see that open-ended question, making them think. Also, remember, for what will a man profit if he gains the whole world, but he loses his soul? You see, make him think. He asked later, the baptism of John, was it from heaven? Was it from man? Okay, another question to help him reflect. Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Okay? Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I tell you? Alright? And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eyes and do not perceive the plank in your own eye? Why? Okay? Open questions. We can engage the people we study with, asking them questions. Okay, they're not going to fall asleep. They're going to be part of it. And let me finish with giving you some of the tools, current evangelism strategies that we can see. For instance, door knocking is one. Okay, that's an evangelism strategy. Okay, also gospel meetings is another evangelism strategy. Okay, we door knock, we invite people to come listen to us. You can be sure it's another evangelism strategy by Brother Billy Bland over there in Mississippi. Back to the Bible is another one that Brother Rob Whitaker uses also. And there's also Fishers of Men. Okay, I encourage you to research about these evangelism strategies. Pick one that you feel comfortable with, that you can see is effective, and use it. You can have multiple strategies depending on the person you study with. But if you want motivation, I finish with this. If you want motivation for evangelism, go to the Gospels and go to the Book of Acts. It's going to give you motivation. But if you're also looking for a strategy for evangelism, also go to the Gospels and also go back to the Book of Acts. You're going to see a lot of motivation there and a lot of strategy for evangelism. I hope this lesson was to the point and it might have encouraged you for evangelism. I went over the time. Thank you.